items. First up, we have these minutes to be accepted from 11-2-22 board, town board monthly meeting, 11-16 public hearing, local law 4 and 5 of 2022, public hearing Leeds fire contract, town of Catskill committee meeting with public hearing local law 3 of 2022, and then on 11-29-22 we had a government operations meeting. So we need a motion to accept those minutes. Motion by Dawn.
Second.
Second by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Bring us into the resolution section of the meeting. The first one up, we have the cement sewer district biannual billing. Whereas the biannual cement sewer fee for the first half of 2023 will be due commencing on January 1, 2023. Whereas the user fees for the first half of the year is $294.44 per unit. So therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, approve the cement sewer user fee for January 1, 2023 to be to June 30th, 2023 to the amount of $294.44 per unit.
Motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried. Next one up, we have scheduling of the organizational meeting. Is everybody good with January 3rd? I think that's probably our regular meeting. So we can do that at that particular time. So whereas the town board wishes to hold its organizational meeting for 2023, so therefore we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby schedule the organizational meeting January 3rd, 2023 at 6 p.m. with the monthly board meeting to follow. Need a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Patrick, seconded by Paul.
Patrick and Paul?
Yes.
Thank you.
Patrick and Paul. Sorry, all those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Sorry, Liz, we're over.
No, fine.
I may or may not be back for that particular meeting, but it's good to have this. Okay, contract with the Columbia Green Humane Society. Whereas the Columbia Green Humane Society and the Town of Catskill contract is to expire on the 31st of 2022, whereas the renewal contract term specifies the town agrees to pay the Humane Society the amount of $35 for the first 10 days of impoundment for each 24-hour period, and if the dog is not claimed within the 10th day, the municipality will be charged an additional $300. Therefore, we, the town board, hereby authorize the supervisor to sign the renewal contract with the Humane Society for the year 2023.
Make a motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Seconded by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. I believe that's all standard. I don't think that changed at all, actually, on the rates or fees. There. GIS app mapping with Plow Harbor. We found out last year we have a 2-year pricing on that. Whereas the town uses CHA Integrative Solutions Plow Harbor for the GIS mapping for planning, zoning, assessing, and county code enforcement purposes. Hello, Elliot. And whereas the contract is to expire on the 31st, 2022, and whereas the proposal for the 2023 has been submitted by Clown Harbor, so therefore we will hereby recommend the supervisor sign the renewal contract with Clown Harbor for hosting the town's GIS mapping in the amount of $6,000.
Motion
by Jared and seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. I didn't ask them to have any hits, but we do. It's a lot of usage, and it's a...
I'm on that damn thing all the time. Yep.
So it's a user-friendly thing, for sure.
I like it.
But regardless, I mean, I do like it.
I just wish they did the aerial a little more than every...
Yeah. Because they could update the you know, I think we're at the overhead that I used is like 2016, so something... What I'm
no,
really,
there's a 19 on there now.
Is there a 19 on there? I'll have to check a look at that now.
But a lot changes in it. You know what I mean? Because you can get some good...
Yeah, depending on what time of year
and
all that stuff.
You should do it when the leaves are down.
You should, yeah. That's the only time to do it, because you can see. Okay, what do we got here? All right, let's see what we got next. Correspondence, we'll keep going on the agenda items, I guess. So we got a correspondence letter from Rodian Creek Boat Club regarding the chestnut infestation along the Hudson River estuary. That's across the river. There's a boat club. Maybe it's in Germantown.
Where is this boat club?
It's in Germantown area. That particular correspondence I did look over those. But any help that they, you know, these chestnut, you know, it's just like the milfoil on Lake George, but it is becoming. They're saying beaches that used to be beaches on the Hudson River really aren't, unless they get some harvesting and getting some of this vegetation familiar with that particular species, but I get the concept of the, you know, these, and I don't know if it's an invasive thing or not, but so they're just asking for a little consideration or help with that. Okay. Next one, I'm familiar with the letter from the New York State Thruway Authority regarding the project for replacement of the bridge over the Quarterskill over the Thruway Milepost 1257. The project is tentatively scheduled at the beginning of August of 2023.
So we're going to have to find a new place for a road test.
I don't know. Do they go through these? A lot of times I see the trucks going up by the barn.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Well, up there, it's true.
Somebody should reach out to them.
Somebody's got to reach out to Department of Transportation or the
just give them a heads up.
I think Sean was CC'd on that, so he's already aware.
And he kind of has a handle on the DMV.
He mentioned that.
Because.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be on a municipally owned facility, so we're going to have to find another place for them. Otherwise, they won't do it.
Do they compensate us for a facility place?
No, we don't have to do it.
No, but it has to be a municipally owned property for them to have the road facility.
And that's why they're at the county location on your street, on Main Street.
Yes, so DMV has to find another location.
We can
help.
Right, we got to try to find them another location.
Otherwise,
we're not going to have CDL road testing why that time is out.
Correct.
That hurts everybody because it's nice when people that want to drive truck or buses and whatever else happens over there.
I think it's busy over there.
I hear it's busy.
It is busy.
And I think it's because we have a good spot to road test. I think people come from other areas to take road tests. It's not like City and Wolf anywhere. It's easier for some of the younger drivers, too. I don't know. I guess we talked with Sean. I don't know if there's any other suitable locations that we have.
Yeah, the brush pump.
No,
that's not
because they have to do the backing up. They do the brake parallel parking.
Roll that right inside. How about the county on Scott Road up there, maybe? What do you think about that? No?
That might be what's going on in the place, yeah.
Let's look into that. Put the think caps on and see if we can't brainstorm a little bit. You got a spot, Jerry?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't have to be in the town of Castle. It could be
We just got to find a place for them. This project is probably going to be about a year.
It's going to be a bit. So notice from Young Summer LLC on behalf of the town of Athens for a zoning law change. I'm not overly familiar with that. Liz, any additional information on that? It must be something that Athens is just changing a piece of land out there that's probably close to the down line.
So wireless infrastructure.
Okay. New York State, next one up, we have New York State Public Service announcement to take the chill out of the winter helping with energy bills. I think we might have posted that up in our bulletin boards and such for the public, but it's about getting assistance with weatherization and fuel costs and things of that nature. And next one up, we have letters from the Associations of Town Training School for the annual meeting, which is going to be December 19th through the 22nd, 2023. So designation of business office to attend the business meeting. The copies of resolutions from the Green County Legislature 393-2022 charging assessment roll services for materials for the Townsville share of $1,500. Resolution 394-22 distribution of mortgage tax share $166,389.40. Resolution Catskill share of the ARPA fund first round $15,196. I don't know if Kirsten and I did a scan, but we did get the balance of the ARPA money from the county like 2 days ago. And I don't know, but we'd have to be about $85,000. But we did get the balance of that check, and we asked Kirsten to give you a copy of that correspondence, Liz, but I did scan it as well. Next one we got is notice from Dr. Clean regarding increases in pricing for cleaning services for the town hall and the senior center. Total yearly cost increase is $1,910.40. So,
what is it now? Is that double?
It's increased.
No. It's not double.
It's an increase. Was that sent via email?
It was email. Mm-hmm.
I think he sent it to you, correct?
It was in the bill, so Kirsten sent it.
Let's investigate it a little bit. That's a good question, John. So, yeah. Senior center will increase to 486, but in that particular email, it didn't give us the base on that particular amount of money. Just it gave us the increases. It's going to increase to 400. So the senior centers cost us a total of $486.20 a month, which I think that's a times two cleaning. And town hall is going to be $1,265 a month for doing town hall. And I think that's a times two cleaning as well. Is that accurate, Liz, you think? Did we do it two times a week?
Town hall is twice a week. Senior center, I believe, is once a week.
Is it once a week?
I think it's... It's still Mondays.
We had Thursday meetings and they would show up on Wednesday. I thought it was twice a week up there, to be honest. So let's check the frequency on that.
Okay.
Use that through an invoice to really be most accurate, because that really doesn't specify what we're really doing here. Not in enough detail. So we'll have to follow up on that if you want to get a better handle on the actual answer to that. Dr. Kane, continuing business. New business, Mark Mazzell. Mark's in a situation where he came over from our highway department, and he's going to have an overabundance of vacation hours in excess of the 30 hours. So I guess we can make that resolution at the next time, I guess. But because we didn't draw that up for today, right, Liz? I think Roddy's going to draw that up for us.
No, it's for any.
Any amount.
It's any amount over 80.
That he can carry.
Period. Right.
I mean, he's taking afternoons off right now as much as he can, as long as there's no burials up there to get to a slower period of time. So he's going to chisel away at it, but even if he works 6 hours or 2 hours at a clip, it's going to take forever. He's not going to get there. So, I mean, and he's willing not to do that, and they can carry and try to take more time over the winter. So I guess, we can...
Well, I don't care. It just has to come.
Other employees that are excessive 80 hours?
It was done at one other time for George, and it was just a one time.
And I think Stanley. I mean, what happens at the cemetery?
Mark, I get it with Mark because he came from Highway and he's only been here for.
Yep. Right. He
right. He didn't have the time.
200 hours, 300 hours? I mean,
no.
I think he's in that 80 hour cap
out there.
So what normally would happen in this employee situation, when he was at the highway, you had more staffing available, and he would basically take November off, maybe in part of December, and just take a 6 week vacation because he had it. And the staffing that we're currently have at the cemetery, we just don't have, you can't take weeks off. It's busy, and we just don't have staffing to really.
So I make a motion to authorize the payment of vacation hours on excess of 80 for Mark Mazzell.
You got it. Second it?
Second.
By Patrick, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried. ARPA funds payment for WebDriver for All Works Connect and router with a session border controller for a total of $2,604.91.
What is the accessing border controller?
That's the thing, the controller that we're going to be using. Once, we're a little updated, but we have a car, what they call a T1 line that comes in at the moment, which is a, I guess it might be a Verizon product, but FCC or whomever, they deregulated it. And first of all, we need fiber anyway. So anyway, they ended up increasing, because they can now, it's kind of like deregulated, and they just really, anybody that's got a copper line in business is going to pay dearly, and it's probably going to start happening to smaller residential places as well if you have a copper line. So we're in the process of going into a fiber optic environment at Town Hall. So through ARPA, it's a one-time purchase, and it really is good for infrastructure, so I don't think it's a bad idea.
Yeah, but you didn't answer what it was.
With the session border controller.
Yeah.
So we still need that hub that's going to come into Town Hall where you're going to hook this, the harness or the trunk of this fiber optic into it, and then basically brings it out to the rest of it. That was a $2,000 item.
So it's a hub.
It's a hub. It's basically a hub.
It's a light switch.
No, it's probably a big box.
And then it starts branching off. And on those lines, I did, because Jared, you were part of that email today with Sean Conklin from WebJogger and MidHudson Cable. So Sean plans on coming either tomorrow or the following day. Regardless of the fire is here or not, he's going to trace all our lines back to get a definite handle on what numbers we need ported for the court and the elevator, but he's actually physically going to trace these back, and so there's no guessing on which numbers we need to port. So he's going to take care of that in the next couple of days, meaning tomorrow.
That's under calls going to be.
Okay. Next ones we got up is approval for a purchase of a trailer for the highway department in an amount of $18,397. Did we have a resolution for that?
No, it's not written.
It's not written, because this is under...
Yeah, didn't you? Then that second email you sent?
No.
That was just the first four.
No.
I sent the documentation, the quotes.
The quotes. Right, so Sean's got quotes from Town Master Trailers for roughly... It looks like it's 32,000. And... Looks like the guy in Caro there, he came in, he's coming in at $18,895, and that's trailers unlimited on 145, and the other came from Tracy Road, which is out in Syracuse, and
24,163. Sorry, I'm doing my marbles. I could have sworn I saw a resolution mixed in there.
So I'm
good with it as long as he doesn't.
We can't. We're not paying for it in 2022, and we're not taking delivery of it in 2022.
Correct.
Yeah. I make a motion that we approve the purchase of January 1st of 2023 for the highway department the trailer at the amount of $18,395.
Right. No delivery.
January 1st.
No expending any money until 2023. I mean, it's good to lock it down, like you were saying, like a letter of intent or something. And that's, I think, basically what we're at. We definitely, that hasn't done anything, nothing happens until 2023. Next one we got, so he actually, I think.
I made a motion.
You made a motion, I'm going to pass it. So if Jared's got a motion that we purchase that trailer for $18,395, then we need a second. Second at all? All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. So the next one up we got is approval. This is all budgeted for 2023, so it's not, it's nothing that we didn't plan for. But again, getting the time, if we take it earlier than anticipated, then it becomes an asset and a liability at the same time. Okay, so approval for a purchase of an excavator for the highway department in the amount of $112,650 under New York State contract bid number is 69406, so it's under state contract, and it's from Milton Caterpillar.
For a 2023 purchase.
Absolutely, for a 2023 purchase and delivery.
And purchase
in 2023 and no delivery prior to 2023. Motion. Motion by Patrick.
Second.
Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried. I know this has been on the floor or out at the dealer for a long time, so we've had a handle on this problem since, I would think, October-ish, so something like that, right? Everybody
should get to work as soon as it comes in.
So we had a motion. Did we get that passed through? We're good with that?
Yes.
Okay. And he's got the specs on that particular unit. It'll be good for the culverts and ditching and things of that nature. We kind of did. And the web jogger, we got that squared away right for the switch for 2600. Okay. Any other items?
Just something to put on our radar. As you guys know, last Monday, I helped the highway crews dig up the sewer main down at Cement. It was a 1984-inch ductile iron that blew out of a 2-inch hole on the side of it. That's something we should really think about replacing sooner rather than later before we have more issues on it. It's the force main from Maple all the way into the plant.
That's more of a front pump.
Yeah.
And how long would this whole thing need to be replaced?
I would look into it, not saying it has to be replaced this year or next year, but
it's going to be.
Yeah. And I know there's no O&M line for down there. And they have two bombs out down with this?
Correct.
So.
How much longer are those bombs? I mean, years on those?
I can. You don't have it,
those are. Got to look at the budget.
So, what's the length of this force main? I mean, it's a big unit, being hundreds of feet.
Maybe 800 feet.
What's it made of? It's
just a ductile iron. What's in there now? We would go with HDP plastic.
There you go. There's the first project for Sean. This is an excavator.
Joe Myers was down there when we just Liz found the map for it, and it was extremely helpful. Okay. But he agreed that we should really.
Is that something Meyer could? Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a big.
Well, there's a lot of grant money right now for clean water and sewer restoration. Yeah. We should
look into it then.
Yeah.
Because maybe we can look at
the area back or something. Apply for the grant and.
Yeah,
they get it. They use that for engineering and whatever.
Okay, so let me look at the Delaware engineering. You know, very methodical.
And there's a ton of them.
Yeah, maybe we can do other upgrades down the road.
I mean, I really, like you said, we're weak in the O&M line down at Cement.
Yep.
And way before I got here, I mean, people, if I've heard, you know, it's expensive for people that live in it because it's a small district. And,
sure.
You know, dollar amounts for that district is expensive for people. So if we can find some grant money, that's
good. There's a lot of federal through FEMA.
Yeah.
All right, I'll put that on your
well, who's the one I was contacting us about?
Or not FEMA.
Our lobbyists?
Holy crap. What's the federal protection?
Who did is?
Yeah, one of them was
the EPA does have a lot of money right now.
Let me see what Mary Beth said.
WQIP.
And the Bridge New York thing, I sent that out to everybody too. That's coming up again for another round. Bridge New York and culverts. Culvert?
Those are bridges.
Okay. All right. Next one we got. Kirsten just tweaked one, but the way I sent you out the, as I sent them, I got a copy here of the where we are going to start for 2023. I mean, we can go through it line item.
I think we killed that to death.
Killed it to death. I wake up in the morning thinking about spreadsheets with wages, and I go to bed with them, and that's probably been going on since September or something. I mean, I don't do it as much now, but because we're there, but it's beat up and backs, but again, I think we're in a better spot than we were for everybody. The chart that was in that particular email is, I think we're really going to go off of the wages for 2023 column, which would be F, and I have what's that?
So, I just a quick question.
Go ahead.
I was looking at it for a while.
Go ahead.
So we do a 3% increase January 1.
Yep.
and we're into this tiered thing. The 3% increase puts them past their step.
You got to slot people in somewhere. So that's where Kirsten went back as an example and said.
No, but even if they're slotted in, say, just take the 1766 as our column. So they get a raise January 1 of 24, and they're at 1766
right.
times 3%.
If you, all right, so you're looking at the column there? So
yeah, it puts them over the step 3 of 1779 once they get a raise.
Which
say,
which
person in particular?
I'm not looking at a person. I'm looking at $17.66.
So the senior seven clerk.
Yeah.
Senior seven clerk. Okay.
Which
is going to 17? That's going to 1753.
Right. Well, the anniversary goes to 1766.
Correct.
Yep. So 1766.
Yeah.
Times 3%.
No.
I'm talking about January 1 of 24.
Next year.
No, we're not talking about 24 at all. We're talking about 23 on.
What I'm saying is that's going to step over top of. Where I'm not sure. Basically, you're raising this whole thing.
Hold on. So the green, 1753, right?
Yeah.
That's this year.
Correct.
That's where
she. Then on her anniversary,
you go
she's going
to
go to 1766
in 23.
Correct.
And then
in 24, you're going to give a 3% raise on the 1766.
We didn't sign it.
Which puts you past all these steps.
We haven't gotten
that far. I think I mentioned earlier that, again, we're not really, I sent you out another.
So basically, we should just delete this chart.
The chart is great. We can't even agree on a number right now, what we want to pay over 2023. So we're not even close.
The chart's out the window. So
correct.
We're getting into this.
Correct. And I think that's very important to have in the minutes.
Correct.
That the chart of that email is immaterial. That's just something that we've worked on.
This is
our
starting point for
2024.
What was throwing me off was
right. This was just to help us get
your
through.
Your chart had it.
This was what we discussed this in a meeting, right? I mean, you were saying, why don't we do 3% and start everybody 3% and a step.
Right.
And then for
but
people that spend
a longer
period of time, we went, and there's very few, we went with 3 just to get a little six
right.
to get a little separation, which is only a few people.
Right.
And we've been, I think that's been consistent for like.
Right. But what screwed me up was everything after.
You don't just, and I get, I sent out another, just another chart, you know, I'm kind of mimicking what the county.
Yeah.
You don't like that? It's a lot better.
Just start people $1 an hour.
You got to split those. They don't start.
So we don't. So we're not.
But they can't take them out because they're all union negotiated. So they have to stay there until the next.
So we're not hiring in that grade.
Right.
And I think the other thing that you can start to say is okay, we got a little time to finesse that, but you can say you know what our starting numbers we're going to start all them up $1 difference or $1.50 an hour difference. I mean that's a work in progress. But what's nice about that chart. There's a big difference between your starting pay and your ending pay. We're right now with this chart that because we kept compressing it and compressing it, and we compressed it. And Kirsten worked with it with me, but now it's only a 7.5% difference from the start pay to the end pay, and that's not really where we should be. So I guess we know we got a lot of work to do.
Okay, I just was there. I thought this was the chart.
No, this is, I mean, we're really, with all the amount of time we've worked on it, just to get a pay for 2023 is what we're really accomplishing, I hope, today. I hope that's where we are. And we need, and again, I think that's another good draft. Not the one that I was able to get and I put it on a spreadsheet, but the county spent a lot of money with an outside person to come up with that chart. And so
because what you gotta do is right, so you gotta follow that step out every year with a minimum of 3% and then you add the step, and then a 3% for the fall.
But what happens, all the steps go up by whatever the percentage.
Correct.
Is. So if you're giving you 3%, every step
correct.
Goes up 3%. And
correct.
Then and I think the one that I put together there, I didn't do it by a formula, I just put the number. So now we could just go, because when we did this, every time you adjusted one number
right.
in these formulas, if you were in grade 1,
right.
it started to play with what was happening in grade 13.
Right.
And this way, I think just having numbers in there, we could apply 3% to every one of those cells.
Right.
We're not going to get skewed.
Right.
So I think we're on the right spot, but I think for today, I think we're not in a bad way.
And so, while we're on the question part, I'll make it quick.
Go ahead.
What's number 9? This is open.
There's just nobody in there.
Okay.
There's no. We don't. Have,
I don't remember seeing that.
We don't have
any of the other sheets.
Well, I think what happened with that particular line, because as we were talking about controllers, you know, when we were starting to talk about a controller, we didn't have one. So Kirsten just said we're going to put a 9 in there just for a landing spot. And as you guys can look at the chart, if we're going to pay $32.48 for a controller in the town of Catskill, that particular line doesn't work either. That's why in that particular employee's line that we don't have anything. But the 30, you know, we want to go through each one of them. We can, but the 30, that, you know, that's the where we wanted to be at the $32.48. It was a conversation. We have to have a job description that matches our needs, and I think that is, you know, that's a job that we had here 10 or 15 years ago, and I think that's where we should be, and I think it's an agreeable thing as we are to that. A lot of work went in it, but we're I think in a reasonable spot, to be honest with you. And then, you know, again, and we shouldn't be waiting until June or July when it's nice. I mean, now's the time to get some of the heavy lifting done. And then when we get into the fall, it might be a little easier. Because we did do a lot of number crunches back and forth. Even if you, I'm just glad to put it there for now, to be honest with you. So we need a motion
Motion.
Motion by Paul. Seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those against? Motion so carried. And what I will do, I mean, now that we got that in, I can definitely have a problem with bringing the all over each department and let people know what their number is going to be and how we got there. I think we owe that to our employees, and then so they know what the expectations are. Okay, where else? What else we got going on here today? I think we're pretty much getting down to it. Flooring at the senior center starting. We would have been there 1:30 Friday, so the senior center is going to be closed for approximately 2 weeks. The floor is coming up, and a new floor is going to go down at the senior center. So hopefully it turns out nice. We're spending a few bucks on it, and like I said, I think it's going to be a big improvement, and it's going to be less hazards for slip, trips, falls. And again, I think the nice thing is the maintenance factor in those new products, that we don't have to wax them, buff them, and so forth.
Too good if we don't have the floor down
for
the pool tables.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, it's all incorporated into price, but I'm a little concerned with some of the bookcases that we have there because they're not.
It might also be a good time to clean out anything that doesn't need to be there.
So we've been doing a lot of cleaning.
We've been cleaning out on a regular basis, but you know, people get attached to things, so you got to pick and choose when you're going to say okay. But one rule that we kind of. I think we kind of talked written, but I don't want to take any more furniture from. You know, a lot of people want to donate things, but we got to say no because we don't have room for things, and then it gets we can't handle as much. I mean, we do have some medical equipment like walkers and scooters. I mean, sometimes that's nice for a senior, some crutches, but we can only take. You're up there. I mean, it's just it starts to grow, to be honest with you, and then you know people get attached to it. It's hard to get, but we have.
Remember when Michael took over, we cleaned out the closets, and there was a lot of junk.
Frankly, I mean, unfortunately to say, I mean, some of the stuff that had to go, because then Michael brought his stuff in, and now so now it's getting rid of some of Michael's belongings, which I've delivered a few trucks. You know, I mean, they're on the camera when I bring them up. Anyway, so we're doing that. Town hall project coming along. The windows, they're going to rent a storage shed or a container. Just, you know, they asked about putting the windows in the PVA building, but I don't think it's advisable for us to have any access to any of the equipment. So windows get broken or stolen, and we're not going to be in that mix. So I think they're going to get a company from across the river and bring in a container. The windows are already in Albany. They're ready to be delivered. They're looking maybe about 2 weeks out before they get down here. And then they'll start to the asbestos.
There's no asbestos.
The asbestos survey came back negative, and so that's
it's worth it though, because if we're gonna do it and we count asbestos then
you have to have it done. I mean to be honest with you, I wish we had it done, sooner.
Yeah.
So then we would have known we would have changed because they're bringing in less of a charge for that particular item on the because now we're not going to have monitoring and things of that nature. So it's going to be a little bit of a cost difference. But yeah, I was pleasantly surprised with that. Well, I mean, I just, to be honest with you, I'm really happy about it. But I mean, I was kind of like, the assumption is you got to expense this, to be honest with you, and we don't. So that's a good thing, and it's been tested by, you know, a New York State certified company. So that we're good there. And I think that's all I got to really to go over right now. Anything else that we need to discuss or we'd like to discuss? Elliot, what do you got first? What can you tell us that's going on in our streets that we need to know about that we don't know?
I don't know if everything's good. Yeah, I just wanted to come in.
All right. Bring up, I don't know if there's a need to have a second meeting in December.
Yeah, the 21st.
He's not going to be here.
Let's keep it open for now. I mean, I got the negotiation meeting, so I, and I don't have that hand right now, but we have a meeting with the ambulance on the 22nd, so I would maybe like to get a couple proposals. I mean, I want to get those proposals, get a feedback from the town board before we present. I mean, I think right.
Well, if you're meeting with them is on the 22nd.
Our meeting's on the 21st.
Our meeting with them is on the 21st.
Yours is
the 21st. Sorry, our town board.
Town boards.
Right, but I want to give...
Oh, you want to have a previous meetings.
I want to give... I want, maybe it's a good idea just to hold that open for now. I guess we can, we may not need it, but I mean, I want to share with the board that what... Our
before
board. We have to count. We have to come in with a counter.
Right.
So I think it might be a good conversation to have. I'll work out a couple, I mean, we got through this wage thing, and here's some, we're going to sit down and really start hammering out some numbers and, come up with a couple of proposals and see what that might look like for us. But, so that's on the table. What do you want it? You want to cancel that?
Well, I don't, it doesn't, just, that meeting usually is a very quick one anyway, so it doesn't matter.
That's good. I'm not going to, anything else going on, or everybody's good? Anything else anybody's got? Patrick? Eric?
No.
Go on. Okay. I guess with that. Elliot, you're sure this is it? Come on.
Motion adjourned.
We've got a motion adjourned by Jared.
Second.
Seconded by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thanks for coming in, Elliot.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thanks, everyone.